Blog Talk Radio.
Picasso, are you there?
Welcome to Heart to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Eddie Banks and Minister Tabika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Before we go any further, I see Lady Joyce has clicked in here. Yes, beloved, good morning. How are you?
Oh, just letting you know that everything's coming through okay. It started out, you weren't on there at first.
Okay, yes, ma'am. All right.
Everything is good. Yes, ma'am.
Everything's good. You are our personal engineer.
Yes, she is. I accept that title.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, love. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. All righty. All right, saints of God. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Once again, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host here on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And I have the honor of being the pastor of New Vision for Life Church. And totally, I'm excited about, you know, being there, being sharing and serving the people of God. To God be the glory. And, of course, you know I have my magnificent, my marvelous, my wonderful, my loving, my most loyal, faithful, trustworthy, thinking for me, adjutant, daughter in the Lord, co-host for this radio show, hosting her own podcast, all of that, none other than Minister Tabika Garnes. Good morning, my love.
Good morning, beloved. Good morning, good morning. My cheeks hurt because I am smiling so hard. My cheekbones are up in my eye socket right now. I'm smiling so hard. Thank you so much, beloved. And guess what? Many of those things I walk in or I became my attributes from watching you, how loving you are with so many people, even those that have hurt you. I have seen you still embrace them with the love of God. So I am very, very, very blessed to be able to sit under your ministry and to be your adjutant. So to God be the glory.
Amen, my love. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And to all of you wonderful folks that are with us, you know, man, some of you have been with us for years. And, of course, you know the one that's been with us the longest is none other than our engineer, Lady Joyce Richardson. Praise God, she and her husband, Lester Richardson. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. So wonderful to always see your number pop up on this screen. So good morning to you, and give my love to Tamika, your daughter, who helped me, of course, when we first started. So to Joyce and Lester, to Joyce in New York, to excuse me, to Bridget Davis, to Prophetess Kim, to Isaiah in Pennsylvania, Isaiah in Chicago. Praise God to Rob in Pennsylvania. Praise God to Deacon Banks, Prophetess Dorn, you know, to the rest of the New Vision people that will be on later as they get themselves together. You know, to all of you, we thank you so very much. We thank you for getting up and being with us this morning. And, of course, you know, you hear the excitement in my voice, and that's because I am just so glad to be back with you. I know last week was my first week back. It was wonderful to be here with you, and it's so good to be here with you again on today. It is so good to be with you again on today. So I thank God for y'all. And beloved, would you please do the honor of number one, you know, saying whatever it is you want to say in your greetings, and go ahead and lead us in prayer.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning. Thank you so much for rejoining us. I know this is the second show since we were off air, but you guys are back. We thank you so much for being loyal to God first and then to us with heart to heart. And so we give God praise because, you know, this is his platform. We give it all back to him. Amen. And we just thank him for choosing us and choosing you guys to be a part of this. Because, yes, they are a part of this as well. You know, I believe that he chose them to be a part of the Heart to Heart family. And so, you know, thanking God for their lives and everything. So thank you so much for coming back. I know it was, you know, you guys was able to get something done, things done. You had things that you had to get done, but you still, you know, got those things done. I'm sure you missed us because we missed you guys while we weren't on the air. And again, we just want to say thank you. We're grateful that, you know, you guys came back, because sometimes, you know, you get a little, you know, weary about, oh, what if they don't come back after, you know, the time, you know, the 4 weeks or whatever, the 5 weeks, you know, what if they don't come back? But look, our loyal callers, our loyal family is back. And so we just want to thank God. We just want to thank God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
oh, God. We
Jesus.
Bless your name.
You,
we bless your holy, holy,
thank
holy
you,
name,
Jesus.
Oh, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. You are wonderful. You're marvelous, oh, God. You're loving, Lord God. We just bless your name, Father God, for you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, oh, God. We thank you that you allowed us to open our eyes this morning. Hallelujah. You protected us throughout the night. You kept us, Father God. And we don't even know what came up against us while we were asleep. But, God, you protected us, Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, for
thank
all that you are doing in this season, Lord God. The holidays are approaching, Lord God, and we say thank you, Father. Thank you for what you're doing in the lives of your people. Lord God, I ask that you touch the hearts of those right now, hallelujah, those, Lord God, that don't have any way, anywhere to go to but Thanksgiving, Lord God, those that have lost a family member this year or the year before, Lord God, whatever may be going on at this moment with your people, God, I pray, Lord God, a spirit of peace, Lord God, to overtake them now, Lord God, a spirit of happiness, a spirit of joy, a spirit of love, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let it take over your people even now, God. God, open their eyes. Make them smile, Father, in the name of Jesus. Don't let their thoughts take over the fact that they may not have anywhere to go, or they someone, they lost a loved one recently, Lord God, or someone broke their heart, or someone betrayed them, Lord God. That spirit, the ugly spirit of depression that tries to rest upon the people during the holiday season, God, we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus, oh God.
Yes,
let this be
God.
A season of rejoicing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Rejoice and rejoice. We rejoice all the stuff that we see going on in the world, God. Every time we turn on the TV or look on our social media accounts, Lord God, we're seeing so much horrible stuff going on, Father God, but let us counteract that by rejoicing, by praising you, by worshiping you, Lord God, by just desiring to have a relationship and an encounter with you, Lord God, as we all come together collectively and raise our voices out in the earth, oh God. Let our praise shake the earth, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And all those temples of Satan fall now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God. We praise you, oh God, for there is none like you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name, Father God, for you are greater in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let us remember someone else during this season. Let the acts of kindness, Lord God, let it increase during this season, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord God, let us not forget, Lord God, the least of these, the least of us, Lord God, the ones that are sleeping out on the streets, the ones, Lord God, that don't have family, the ones, Father God, that are hungry and broken, Lord God. Let us not forget them during this season. Let us not get so caught up in the things that we want to do that we forget, Lord God, those that can't help themselves right now. So, Father God, however you want to do, Lord God, I pray that you press upon our hearts, Lord God, on who to help and where to help and how much to help and what to do, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Let our hearts be receptive to how you want us to take care of our brothers and sisters during this season and how to put a smile on their faces, Lord God. So, Father God, we love you and we thank you, Lord God, for the healing and the deliverance that has already taken place and that is taking place now. Lord God, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. And we love you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord God. I
thank
you. And as you were praying, you know, I was just visualizing, you know, the families and all, you know, that the families or the people that don't have people to share this time with, you know. And thinking of conversation with my grandson, for those of you who are not aware, I have a grandson. He is now 31. He's now 31 years old that had a very traumatic psychotic episode 3 or 4 years ago. I don't remember exactly. I think it's 3+ years. Had an extreme psychotic episode that led to him causing physical harm to someone, and he is in a mental institution, recovering well, recovering to the glory of God, to the glory of God. And that's why, like, when you hear us talk about mental health issues and so forth, you know, We know firsthand, you know, what this type of stuff can do. We know firsthand. And but listening to my grandson, who is one of the loves of my life, he's my first son. He's my first son. He's my daughter's first son, a first child. He's my first son. And but listening to him, we take care of him. We support him. You know, we buy his clothes, we buy food for him, we pay for him to get his hair cut. He gets phone calls from us every day. There's not a day goes by where he doesn't get phone calls. He has one of the greatest support systems of anybody in that hospital. He has one of the greatest support systems. And because of the way that we have raised him and because of God being in him, my grandson is saved. You know, he had this episode after salvation, and there extenuating circumstances. You know, he smoked reefer, you know, when he was out there and so forth and so on. So, you know, there are a lot of things that he opened up the door for the enemy, you know, to come in. And blessed be the name of the Lord, but he has not forgotten his upbringing. He has not forgotten who his Savior is and the loving kindness that we are supposed to be. And he tells his mother, you know, about how there are people that are in there And he's been there, like I said, 3 years, and there are people in there that have not received one phone call in this time, and they're already in a mental institution. And this institution, mind you, is not your average, you know, state hospital, hospital, you know, for the mentally insane. This is a state hospital for the criminally mentally insane, okay? Criminally. Everyone in this hospital has committed a violent crime, every single person, down to murdering mothers and fathers, sisters, brothers. Some of the tragic things that I can tell you, you know, about some of the people, which I won't go into, but you it's criminally insane. These people, all of them, if they were not proven mentally not criminally responsible by cause of their mental state, they all would be spending anywhere from 40 years to life in prison. So that's how deep this goes. Now, and my grandson has told us about people that he knows since he's been there have not gotten one phone call, one visit, no nothing. And if you're in here because of mental disorders, and that has got to mess with your psyche even more to know that nobody is reaching out to you. Nobody cares enough to do so. And we also understand that since a lot of these people have committed crimes against their loved ones, families who have not found it in their hearts yet to forgive. You know, they have not forgiven the person that's committed the crime and so forth. I went through all of that to say this. A lot of the stuff that we purchased for my grandson, especially when it comes to the food, more so than the clothing, but when it comes to the food, and unfortunately, we can't send him good hot meals, you know, or have delivery from carry out, you know, that would deliver meals to him. They're allowed to get snacks and cereal and soda, you know, that's all they're allowed to get there. Oodles of noodles, beef jerky, that type of stuff is what they're allowed to get. And so so we send that weekly. It has been a very costly endeavor to keep my baby going. And bless his heart, he shares some of the food that we send him. He shares it with others. And it's costing us, but you know what? To know that he cares about somebody else other than himself and that he is able to give something to somebody else, we don't mind taking on that charge. I remember when he and I were in the street, and he and I were out shopping doing something, and he had $5 left on him, and he wanted a chicken box, so we bought a chicken box. He ate one wing out of that chicken box, and we passed a homeless man, and he rolled his window down. He said, "Man, are you hungry?" And the man said, "Brother, I am hungry." My grandson gave him his entire chicken box and only got one wing out of that box, and he was hungry. I had picked him up from work. That's what it was. I had picked him up from work, and he was hungry. But that's the type of child he is, you know. That's how we have been raised, and that's what he does, and he does not mind helping somebody else, and that's the grace of God that is within him. And during this season, you know, people will be getting gift boxes from their families, those that will get them, you know, they'll get them, and there's those that are there that won't get a thing. So when Tabika was praying, you know, my heart just went out to folks like that. My heart went out to those that are laid up in nursing homes who do not have people who care enough to do anything for them and so forth and so on. And those that are in prison, who will not have any visitors, you know, during the duration of the time that they are in prison. So as I'm saying what I'm saying, the Holy Spirit impresses it upon your heart to do something, to reach out to somebody. It may not be, oh, Jesus, it may not be your brother or sister. It may not be your son or your daughter or your mother or your father. But the fact that we are the body of Christ and we are the only Jesus that people are going to see until Jesus returns, I pray that Holy Spirit is moving it upon your heart to do something for someone during this season, and not just let it stop at this season, but do it continuously. Do it on a regular basis. You know, touch the heart of others. Let them know that somebody cares. Even if it isn't their own family, let them know that somebody cares. And I know, like in institutions, like with my grandson, like you can't just send something to the institution and don't have anyone to send it to and so forth and so on. But there are other places where you can do things. There are other places, you know, where even just once a year, even if you just do something once a year and touch somebody you don't know. I just pray that you know, those of you that head up outreach ministries, those of you that are intercessors, you know, are praying, I just want to impress it upon your heart to give God the glory, somebody that needs to be helped, and know that you are expressing the love of God to others. None of that, of course, beloved, was planned. It was all because of the prayer that went forth this morning. The woman of God just really touched my heart as she was praying this morning, you know, so I just did what the Holy Spirit led me to do. So God bless you, and thank you all for allowing me to go on my little rampage here. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord God. Lord, there's so many hurting people out there during this season. So many hurting people. Amen. So many hurting people. Praise God. I just got a text message from one of our listeners, you know, that said that the Lord has impressed it upon her heart to help to give to some of those people in the institution where my grandson is, you know, and I thank God. Pardon?
Me too. As you were saying that he said it was people there that never gotten a phone call or whatever.
Yep.
At the moment that you said that, the Holy Spirit pressed upon my heart to bless somebody out there.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, thanks to God, that's what we will do. That's what we will do. And with that, you know, like in fact, when we get off the radio today, we're doing our first prayer walk. Today, we're doing our first prayer walk, and it's not too far away from where I live, and a young man 3 weeks ago, it might be almost 4 weeks now, but he got killed on a corner not too far from where I live, and he was in his 20s, and he was shot to death, and the Holy Spirit had impressed it upon our hearts when we had a conversation with the police department about community and the camaraderie between the churches and the police force in the neighborhood. And so from that, the prayer walk came out of that. And so we're doing our first prayer walk today, and I'm excited about it. I am just truly, truly excited about it as we go through the neighborhood, lifting up the name of Jesus, knowing that where we walk, that it is going to be holy ground because we are stepping on it. We're anointing ourselves. We're going out here, and we are praying for the lost. We're praying for not just the lost, but for those that are saved. We're praying for the entire community. We're praying for our city. We're praying for the officials. You know, we're praying for so much. For those that are broken, you know, there's so much that is going on, saints of God, Praise God. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Just got another text, you know, one of our other callers saying that they will, you know, help to donate, you know, to doing things in the home where my grandson is. To God be the glory. You know, praise God. We thank you for that. So we're going out and we're praying, and when we put out the advertisement for, you know, this prayer walk, one of the people in the neighborhood contacted Minister Tabika back and said, please pray for me and my family. You know, the woman is 86 years old. She can't get out and walk, but what can I do? Sweetheart, you stay at home and you pray. And then she told us of issues that she was having in the neighborhood, and we were able to relay that to the police. And already before we get out and go do the walk, we see where the hand of God is moving. Thanks to God, don't think that you have to be the pastor of a church or the pastor of a ministry to do some good. God has blessed you with the ability. He has blessed you with the love of Christ, the anointing of God in you. Praise be unto God. And if you do something that helps one person, you have done something that brings glory to God. So stop waiting for your church to do it if your church doesn't do it. You get up and you go do it. Stop waiting for other people to do it. You go do what it is that God is impressing upon you to do. You do it, because I'm telling you, these are trying times, and we're getting to the place, honey, where Christ is coming back, and it is our job, each and every one of you, it is our job to out the mission of Christ, who's carrying out the mission of God. It is our job. If you're on this line, you're on this line because you know Jesus. That's why you're here. You think you're here because you know me. You think you're here, praise be unto God, because you know Minister Tabika. You think you're here because you want to support us. You're here because you know God, and the Holy Spirit keeps pulling you back to this place. And in this place, this is his platform. And as we speak, just like I said, I had no intention of saying the stuff that I'm saying, but my daughter prayed that prayer. Holy Spirit kicked in and put what he put in my heart. I'm sharing it with you. And look, out of that, donations look, I want to help. I want to do something. And babies, that's what it is that we are supposed to do. Don't sit back and do nothing. Don't sit back and have the love of God within your heart and you don't share it with somebody else. You cannot do that. You cannot. You must be a benefit to the kingdom. And I'm going to stop, and so we can get into what it is, which is dealing with giving thanks to God, what we're going to talk about today. But I love y'all. Those of you that already said, you know, you wanted to contribute, God bless you. I thank God for you. And the rest of you, go do what God told you to do, where he told you to do it. And he may not have told you to do anything prior to this conversation, but if he's impressing it upon your heart, go buy a basket of food and something and give it to a neighbor. You got a neighbor that doesn't know how they're going to eat. Go and do something for them. Make a plate from your Thanksgiving dinner and take it to somebody. Listen, beloved, make a plate, and instead of taking it just to somebody in the house in your neighborhood, take it to a homeless person. Don't just give them McDonald's. Don't just give them Burger King. Give them a Thanksgiving meal that you are sitting down to eat. Make a plate and take it to them. To God be the glory. Okay, I'm Jesus. Lord, release me in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. No, keep going.
Jesus, I tell you. Oh, my God. Lord of God, I just love the Lord. I love the Lord. Praise be unto God. I love the Lord, and my heart just goes out to the saved and the unsaved. My heart just goes out to them. And today, praise God, we're going to look at the scripture, Psalms 100, verses 1 through 5, and this is dealing with, well, you'll see what we're dealing with. Beloved, go ahead, sweetheart, if you would, please. Read that scripture, if you would, please. Whew, Jesus.
Yes, I am. One second. Amen.
Oh, Lord, Jesus,
Amen. Amen. Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay. Psalm 100:1-5. Let the whole earth shout triumphantly to the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are his people. No, I'm sorry, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his faithful love endures forever. His faithfulness through all generations.
Amen. 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 Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his holy name. Now, beloved, during this season, you know, families are going to be getting together and they're going to sit around the table and they're going to give thanks, you know, for what it is that they've been through this year. Folks are going to be for Thanksgiving. They're going to look forward to the gathering together. They're going to look forward to playing games, watching football on TV. Some of them may even be playing football in their backyard. I know as a church, we did that football thing we would do on Thanksgiving Day, you know, against another church or another group of people, and we get out on the football field, and the guys played football, praise be, and a couple of girls, too, amen, that could handle it. You know, they got out there and they played football, praise be unto God. And these are things that people are saying, you know, that they're thankful for, you know, the meals that are being cooked and so forth. They're thankful for these. But what if all of those things had been stripped away? What if there was no football, no extended family, you know, just like with the people we were talking about, no television to watch, no special food? What if all of that was taken away, that you were stripped of that? Would you still be able to stop and give God thanks? Would you be able to do that in the midst of what your downtime, in the midst of not having what everybody else has? Can you still say thank you? Can you still say thank you? You know, we as a set of people, and the set of people I'm talking about is, you know, that peculiar people, the royal priesthood, those that are saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Spirit, we, hallelujah, should be people that are thankful every day. Even as we look at the scripture that Minister Tabika just read, as we looked at the scripture, it said that we are to shout triumphantly unto the Lord. We are to serve God with gladness. We are to acknowledge that the Lord is King, and that he is God and that he made us. We are to enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. We are to give thanks to him and bless his name. Are we only supposed to do that on Thanksgiving Day? Or, saints of God, is this something that we should be doing on a daily basis? On a daily basis, this is something that we should be doing. But let me, and I think I'm going to teach this on Sunday morning too, because let us look at this scripture, amen, when it says, the very first thing it says in that scripture, praise be unto God, is that we are to let the whole earth shout triumphantly. Shout triumphantly. Let us serve him with gladness. And so, you know, in Christendom and with the Hebrews and so forth, there is a shout that we give, and praise be unto God. Some of you will know the term. There is a shabak that we give. We shabak. We yell to the top of our lungs. We give a shout unto the Lord. Praise be unto God. And as we give that shout unto the Lord, glorifying his holy name, as we're doing that, praise God. Also, babies, look, you're glorifying God, and demons are being expelled. Demons are running because of the shout of glory that is being given as we do this. We have to shout unto him We have to be joyful as we are serving him. The Psalms tell us to shout. It tells us to be joyful also in our well-doing. Well, baby, if you got all kinds of things going wrong with you, can you still find it within yourself to give God a praise? Can you find it within yourself, you Lord, for all you've done for me? Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thanks to God, not just this Thursday, but when we take the time to think about the goodness of God and all that he has done for us, our souls should be crying, hallelujah. God, I thank you for what you've done for me. Yes, my body is still in pain. Yes, my relationship is not where I want it to be. No, I don't have all the money in the world that I want to have. No, I don't have this and I don't have that. But when I think of the goodness of the Lord and all that he has done for me, my soul cries hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You saved me. You thought I was worth saving, and you did just that. So that scripture tells us, praise be unto God, it tells us to shout and to serve the Lord with gladness, with gladness. Beloved, you want to jump in there and share something, honey? Thank you, Jesus.
I don't know, beloved, like, right. yes. I agree, you know, with what you are talking about, even to the point where Holy Spirit is just touching your heart right now, because we do have a lot to be thankful for. But sometimes our circumstances and our situations cause us to look over things that God has done. And so, you know, it seems like, listen, it seems like when Thanksgiving comes around is the time where we begin to give God thanks, you know. But we should be doing that throughout the whole year. Never let our circumstances, our sufferings, our trials and tribulations get the best of us. Yes, we will have times. We will have times where we may feel like I cannot move on. I cannot go on. And you do want to give up. You do just want to bury your head in the sand. But do know God is with you and he's still pushing you forward. He sees every one of our situations. And no, he's not leaving us in it. He is not leaving us in situations. He wants us to see the beauty of who he is in the situation. But sometimes we focus so much on the situation that we miss God working in the midst. And so, you know, during this time of Thanksgiving, you know, our heart should really be for the people. Our heart should be tuned into the Lord to hear what it is that he wants us to do for others. Giving thanks to God for other people, you know, because God already has us covered. We are covered. Every one of you on this line, you're already covered. Your situation is covered. You know, your circumstances are covered. Your finances are covered. Your bills are covered. Even if it doesn't look that way, that they're covered. And so, you know, ask God, you know, how can I give thanks for somebody else? And guess what? God's going to make sure that you are okay. It's no way he's going to tell you to help somebody else and then leave you, you know, with nothing. You know, he's not going to do that. He wants to see our obedience in the things that he tells us to do. And so that's where he's looking. He's looking at our hearts for obedience. If I tell Tabika to do A, B, and C, is she going to do it, or is she going to look at her circumstances and say, I can't do it? You know, even though I said to her, to do it. I told her to do it, not her mother, not her father, not her husband, not her son. I, the father, told her to do it. And so it's like this is where our trust comes in. When we talk about trust in God, this is where our trust comes in. And so when he tells us to do things that are uncomfortable, do we trust him enough to do it? Or do we let our overthinking, do we, because I have this issue with overthinking things, and, you know, it becomes a thing where, you know, I just talk myself right out of what God told me to do because now I'm overthinking it. So, you know, I'm asking God to help me with that part. Stop overthinking things. When God shows you something, when he tells you something, it's no need to think any more about it. He told you, he showed you, he's giving you the blueprint of how he wants it to go. It's no reason to keep sitting there thinking about it. Just say it or just do it. You know, I just think about Miss Joyce that's here, you know, with us every Saturday. Like, she has been a blessing to my life. She has been a blessing to your life, Apostle. Like, and it stemmed from, you know, the radio show, like how God does things, how he connects us to people, you know, that we wouldn't otherwise not have a connection to. So, you know, I want to give thanks to God for, you know, Miss Joyce. I'm giving thanks to God for every one of you all that's on this line because you all have touched our hearts in different ways. You know, even when you share on the, when you press your one on your keyboard and you share, you know, you have blessed us in different ways. Miss Joyce has blessed us in different ways, in ways because we're able to see Miss Joyce, you know, the things that she shares, the things how she has helped my husband and I out. Like, to God be the glory, and I just pray for many, many, many blessings upon her life. I just thank God. Just her encouragement. She's encouraging me through this detox that I'm doing right now. You know, just her encouragement, just her smile, just everything. So, you know, just wanted to give her a shout out. I'm sure she's probably cringing right now. Apostle, you think she's cringing right now because I'm giving her a shout out. But thank you, Ms. Joyce. Thank you, Ms. Thank you, Ms. Joyce. I love you, and to God be the glory. Amen. Go ahead, Apostle.
Amen. 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 Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. I tell you, I love it when God's plan comes together, you know, and it comes together out of our obedience, out of our obedience. That's the only way it comes together. Praise be unto God, because He uses us to get the work done here on earth. He uses us. So praise be unto God. Amen. Amen. So, you know, in that scripture again, you know, it tells us to shout triumphantly. It tells us to serve him, you know, to serve him. And serve is worship. It's translated even as worship. We worship the Lord and we serve him simply because he is worthy to be praised. He is worthy. And then it tells us, you know, to come. And that's to come to a public worship. Come in a place, you know, where you gather together. Come to the temple of God, remembering also that you are the temple of God. Gather together to worship and to serve and to express thanks. We come together online. You don't have to have a building to come together in. We come together online and still we're able to touch, you know, the people and do so many different things. If we obey those three commandments, shout, serve, and come, this leads us to a life of thanksgiving, not a day of thanksgiving. It leads to a life of thanksgiving. Now, I want to share something with you because this has all been very uplifting, but I want to share something with you that I want you to, and this might sound, this might be a downer for a moment, but I need to bring some truth and reality to this thing. We have been taught in school, all of us have been taught in school about Thanksgiving, the pilgrims and the Indians, you know, got together, they shared food together, they gave thanks unto the Lord, you know, and that was the first Thanksgiving and so forth. If you go online and look up the meaning of Thanksgiving to the, and I have a hard time pronouncing this word, and indigenous, which means the Indians, or just put in the American Indians, Native Indians, what does Thanksgiving mean to them? You will find out some horrific things. What we have been taught in our history book is not the truth. And just the way it's not the truth, because we have not been taught black history, there is history that goes on in dealing with the Indians that we have not been taught properly. The Indians will tell you that that once a year during that time, the pilgrims would get together and they would kill a large group of Indians. And then they would give God thanks for the lives that they have taken. That was their Thanksgiving. That was their Thanksgiving. There is a thing on YouTube, it's less than 2 minutes long, where these Indian girls will tell you their history about Thanksgiving. But their families, their ancestors and all, they were killed, and then they had a Thanksgiving dinner was had. It's just like, and I think y'all have heard me say this before, the word picnic, you know, where we go out in the summertime and we have these picnics and so forth and so on. Well, that word picnic really comes from the term that was used where they would pick, and forgive me for the N-word, they would pick a N person, hang them, and that was pick a, look, let me just say it because this is ridiculous. Y'all know what I'm saying. Pick a nigger. That's what they would do. Pick a nigger, hang him, and then have an outdoor feast. And that pick a nigger got cut down to pick Nick. And that's the picnics that we go on. I don't use the term picnic anymore. I use we're going to have an outing or a cookout and so forth. But we're not picking nobody to hang from a tree and then have a feast from it. We're not going out and doing what was done back in the day and the time of killing somebody of a certain nationality and then give God thanks for it. Not happening. Not happening. And y'all know me. I like to give y'all the truth about holidays. I do my best, you know, to expose the enemy in this. So, yes, while we are praying this season, while we are giving God thanks for what he's done all year long for us, while we're doing that, please keep the Indian, those that are still holding on to their traditions, their lives, their culture. So much has been taken away from the American Indians. I watch a lot of stuff in dealing with that, how they took their language from them just like they did the Africans that they brought over here, how they cut their hair, how they beat them, how they raped their little girls and so forth and so on, because they felt that they had the right to do it, that they had the right to do it. Please pray for the Indians as you're praying this summer. A lot of us on this line got Indian blood in us. Our ancestors came from there. So don't feel that you're doing something out of line. Pray for the Indians, okay, that they are able to heal from this tragic as they hear everybody walking around and saying happy Thanksgiving, and to them, Thanksgiving season is not a happy time for them, that they will put their minds on God, and they will be able to release that has been done in their history. We are not the only ones that are prejudiced. You know, we have prejudice within us against white people for things that have been done to our ancestors. We are prejudiced. We need to repent all the way around. We need to forgive all the way around and ask God to keep us mindful of those things that we need to be thankful for. And that's all I want to say about that. I want you to know the truth of the matter. I want you to know the truth of the matter. Now, I got one question here that I want to ask you. We talked about serving God with gladness. Serving God with gladness, that's something that we're supposed to do. I need you to give me some answers to this, and this is an easy question, and the answers should pop easily. The question is, what are some of the obstacles that keeps believers from serving the Lord with gladness? And think about that for a second. What are some of the obstacles that keeps us serving the Lord with gladness? Press 1 on your keypad and jump in there and tell me, remember some of the things that kept you from being glad when you were serving God, that you couldn't serve at a particular time because of whatever it was that was going on in your life. What type of obstacles keep us from serving God with gladness? And Minister Tabika, you can jump in if you got something in your mind. Now you can jump in again, Saints. Press 1 on your keypad and share your thoughts with me. It didn't have to be your thing that kept you from serving with gladness, but what would keep people, believers, from serving with gladness? Yes, Lady Joyce, what is it you got, baby?
My husband says pride.
Yes.
Misinformation.
Yes.
Hurtfulness.
Yes.
Ego.
There you go. Say, yes.
Jealousy.
Go ahead, Lester.
Right.
I hear you.
He's not on the line. He's just getting ready for men's fellowship. And I said, baby, answer this question for me. And he just chimed in. All
yes,
right.
Ma'am.
God
yes,
be the glory.
Ma'am. Amen. Thank you. We got another. Okay, we got another caller. Caller, your last four numbers are 5496. I think it's.
Good
I'm
morning.
Not going to say who I think it is. Yes, that's who I thought it was. Good morning, beloved. How are you?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bitterness.
Yes.
Unforgiveness.
Yes.
A victim mentality.
Yes.
The wrong mentality. The wrong mentality.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
And I'll stop right there.
Okay. Thank you, beloved. Thank you. Thank you so much, Lady Donna. Anyone else? What other things that you may think that would cause people not to be able to serve God with gladness?
I would say offense.
Yes.
Especially offense when it comes from another brother or sister in Christ.
In Christ. Yes, ma'am. Yes,
mm-hmm.
ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Amen. 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 What about unanswered prayers? What about sickness? You know, I've been praying for my healing for 15 years, for 50 years, and God has not healed my body yet. You know, and you expect me to give him thanks, or I can give him thanks today because I don't feel pain today, but then tomorrow when I'm, you know, just taking over in my body with pain, you know, I'm not glad in my Thanksgiving. I'm not glad. What about you being depressed? You know, all of these things, that everything that we have named here, Saints of God, everything that we have named, these are reasons why Christians, we're not talking about the unsaved, these are obstacles that keep believers from serving God with gladness, from serving him with gladness. Beloved, whether life is the way you want it or not, you have to acknowledge that God is your creator, that he is your father. You have to acknowledge that he is not a man that he should lie. He says that he loves you. He says that by the stripes on his son's back, you are healed. He says he's Jehovah Jireh, your provider. He is Jehovah Nisi. He's the banner over you, which is love. He is Jehovah Sikkenu, your righteousness. He is Jehovah Shalom, your peace. God is the I am. I am is present tense. So when people said that he is I am 2 and 3,000 years ago, guess what? He was at that point. when we say today, God is I am, he is present today. He is. When our great-grandchildren and the children to come for the 10 and 30 generations yet to come, and when they look and read the word and says that God says, I am, guess what? He is very present then and there. He is. He does not fail no matter what it looks like in our eyes. God does not fail. He does not fail. Thanks to God, I do pray, and that this Thanksgiving is going to be a little different than your previous Thanksgiving. I pray that it would truly, truly, and look, and from the response, I'm still getting text messages of those that want to help to contribute, you know, in the place where my grandson is. See, this Thanksgiving is a Thanksgiving that you won't forget. The Holy Spirit even gave me the way of how we can get the stuff there. I'll have my grandson give me the names of people there, and I'll have them, because when we send him stuff, he has to fill out a sheet of what it is he wants. And that has got to be approved. Then we get the sheet, we go shopping, and then I go and I deliver the stuff. I will have him ask these young men and women, if there are women on his ward, to fill out a sheet, and that we would get that sheet. And thanks to God, we're going to fill somebody's desire, somebody's wish for this Thanksgiving, and it will be done through the contributions that you have made. Somebody is going to be very thankful this year because of your loving kindness. And you do what you do as unto the Lord. Jesus said, when you fed the hungry, you fed me. When you clothed the naked, you clothed me. Everything we do, it is to be done unto the Lord. And I just want to thank you. You're the best audience in the world. I don't care how many other blog talk radio shows there are. I don't care if they've got thousands and thousands of listeners and so forth and so on. This group of people that we have right here, you're the best people for us, because God chose you for this platform. He chose you to be here. Those of you that are here today that have never been on this show before, but you're here today, it was not by accident. It was on purpose. It was intended. There was something that God wanted you to hear. And if it was for you to come and be prayed for, that in your loneliness, in your downtime, that God will bless you mightily, that he will do what he does so that you would feel the love of God. I pray that that is what happens. Now, right as we get ready to end the show, you know, I play my closing remarks, the Circle of Blessings. I play that's the recorded version. Today we're going to do that live. Today we're going to do that live. And again, I pray that you are blessed. I pray that you will go out here and that you will be a blessing to somebody else in the name of Jesus. Minister Tabika, you got anything else you want to say, darling, before I close out with a Circle of Blessing?
No, ma'am. I'm full. I'm good.
Amen. 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 And y'all pray for us as we go on this prayer walk today. Please pray for us. All righty. We're going to say the Circle of Blessings. I'm going to say the Circle of Blessings. And again, I thank you to the listening audience. This is Apostle Etta Banks, along with Minister Tabika Garnes, here on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. Now, beloved, above all things, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. Bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. I thank God for the completion of the Circle of Blessings. Therefore, I beseech you in the name of Jesus that you will go forth and be a blessing unto someone. Even, Lord, I'm messing it up, Tabika.
And when you do.
Okay. And when you do, do so on purpose. Know that I love you with all my heart, but no matter how much I love you, know that God loves you more. He loves you more. In Jesus' name, amen. Saints of God,
amen.
Go forth heart to heart and be a blessing unto someone. Just one quick minute here. I think Lady Donna wants to say something. Yes, beloved. Maybe this light came on accidentally. Okay. All righty. Okay, saints of God, that's it for the day. We'll see you back here next Saturday morning. God bless you, and I love you. Amen.
God bless. Amen.
God bless, sweetheart.